GAA program with Tom Comack is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Get behind Donegal in 2017 and gear up for the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie.
GAA, Vargas Falchuk, Eugene Clark, I'm a Luke Larskill, and a shock to the show. Me, Tom Comack, with you as always until 9 o'clock. And as always on a Wednesday night, we have a pretty bumper program lined up for you. Coming up, we'll be joined by Donegal hurling manager Ardal McDermott. Of course, Donegal on a great run, already have won Division 3 of the Alliance National Hurling League, and are looking forward to Division 2B National Hurling League action next season, and also have got our Nicky Rackard Championship campaign up and running with a big win over Armagh, the first in 16 years over the Orchard County last week in O'Donnell Park. They're back in action this weekend. Arch rivals Tyrone will provide the opposition. We'll talk to Ardal in a moment, but first tonight, of course, Donegal ladies are high flying it at the moment as well, and they're looking forward to a National Football League final, a historic first for the Donegal ladies, and I'm delighted to see I'm joined on the line by the Donegal chairman of the ladies board. That's Hugh Devaney. Hugh, a very good night to you.
Good night, Tom. How are you?
And no doubt more than Donegal hurlers, Donegal ladies certainly riding on the crest of a wave at the moment.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Like, they're great at this by reaching their first ever Division 1 final. And let's hope to take the title home from now on the 7th of May.
That's on Sunday week. That's, of course, against a great Cork team. We'll talk about that in a moment. But it's all the more unbelievable, really, or such a great achievement, given that this is their first year back in Division 1 in a couple of years.
Yeah, they won the Division 2, the Championship League last year, and they were promoted up to Division 1. And, to finish top of the table now in Division 1 this year, they finished top spot. Cork were second, Dublin third, and Galway fourth. So it meant they had to play Galway then in the semi-final. And they made easy work of it now in the second half. But, it's getting very competitive at this stage. We went up and played Galway about 6 weeks ago up in Galway, and we were extremely lucky to come away with a one-point victory up in Galway. And it's getting so competitive now, and our girls are getting fitter. So we absolutely destroyed Galway in the second half last Sunday.
Beyond, I'm sure everybody's wildest dreams that you would reach the final in the first year back up.
Well, I'll tell you, it's more than we expected, because we were going to be happy to be able to stay in Division 1, because, to be quite honest, we were expected to be the team that would be relegated. But from the word go, they had the bit between the teeth. I had no doubt they were going to go places.
Yeah, got off to a good start, two wins against Armagh, and was it Galway? Yeah, Galway, I think, yeah.
Yeah, Armagh and Galway, the first two victories, and we're away to Kerry and Dublin, lost those two matches. And we beat Monaghan at home, and we beat Cork away, and beat Mayo at home.
So pretty impressive. And by all accounts, the Kerry game was a game that you probably should have won.
Yeah, we should have won the game down in Kerry. Now, to be honest, we didn't play for our potential down in Kerry. There's no doubt about that. But we still could have won the match. We would have been the better side on the day.
And talk to me. Tell me, Hugh, what's brought about the change? The mindset, is it? Or what's brought about the change, really? Because, Donegal have been up and down and in recent years, and won an Ulster title, a first Ulster title, and then fell away and are back up again.
Yeah, well, there's a massive effort being put in this year, more than ever, I would think, because Adam Spears is there, doing the fitness with them as well, and it's been a massive help to them. And there's been a new trainer taken on board as well, Damien Devaney from Ballybuffet, and I'll tell you, he has them absolutely flying fit. They're in great shape this year. I don't think I've ever seen a Donegal team as fit as what they are at the moment.
And I know from speaking to the girls and from talking to Micheál Naughton and Damien Devaney as well, they've been putting in a huge effort and really a big workload, even in the off-season when they were doing the pre-season.
Yeah, they started then in November, and Micheál demanded that anybody who couldn't give 100% commitment was no good to him. And there was a few girls and I couldn't give the commitment. It'd be good to have them in the panel, but they weren't able to give the commitment, so we had to let them go. But the amount of work has been put in since the month of November has been unreal. Like,
something like
3 days a week.
3 days a week, two speech sessions and a gym session.
Yeah.
And that was, and then on weeks at games, what it was, two sessions on a game.
Exactly. Yeah.
She's certainly a huge commitment, and it's understandable if certain players, because of work commitments or family commitments, can't give it.
Well, you can't. Some of the players with work commitments just simply can't do it. And but we've so many players available this year that are able to give the commitment more than ever before, I think.
Yeah, and of course they're a pretty mature bunch of players as well there now as well. We talk of Karen Guthrie, Katie Hearn, Yvonne McMonigal. You know, I know Geraldine McLaughlin is still very much a young lady, but she certainly has been around the blocks quite a while.
Oh, they have been around the block, there's no doubt about that. There's roughly 13 of them starting, 15. Michael started them in the 2010, finally got them promoted from Division 2 up to Division 1 in 2010, and there's roughly 13 of them starting, 15 were playing that day as well.
They went on to win in All-Ireland Intermediates.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. And tell me, in terms of you mentioned obviously it takes a huge commitment, it takes a lot of money to run it as well, doesn't it?
Oh, it takes an awful lot of money. Like, it was tough this year because we had the three nearest teams to us in the league, like, were Mayo, Monaghan and Armagh. We had the three of them at home here in Donegal, and the three furthest away was Galway, Dublin, Cork and Kerry. Like, we had to travel away to those matches. Now, Cork and Kerry had to be overnight stays. Like, we can't afford to go away and stay overnight for a league match in Dublin or Galway. But we had no choice down in Cork and Kerry. We had to have an overnight stay down there. Yeah. And again, now we're going out on Sunday week. We're like, it's one of these things. Simply, ladies are not that flush with money. We simply can't stay overnight up in Dublin. It's just way up in the morning, back down at night again.
And I know you have a big golf classic coming up shortly as well.
Yeah, the golf classic coming up on the 19th of May. And there's 2,000 euro in prizes and that there. And there's an awful lot of prizes there. And the teams are 100 euro each. And we're hoping clubs will get behind us now and get the teams entered and get tea sponsored at 100 euro each as well. Yeah. Which will be it's a massive fundraiser for us for the year. Yeah. That's what we depend on to keep us going for the year, to be honest.
And it's been organised. One of the main organisers is your assistant treasurer, Liam Skelly. And I spoke to Liam earlier this evening, and he told me about the Golf Classic, when it's on, where it's on, and for all the details.
Liam is an exceptionally hard worker. He is the backbone of the Skull Classic. He's the man that's looking after it. Himself and Seamus Hearn, but Liam is the main man there. Like, and he's doing exceptional work in that Trojan work, to be honest.
Well, the man's who's responsible. And Liam, I know you have a couple of fundraising activities, including your annual Golf Classic coming up pretty shortly, pretty timely as well, I'm sure.
Yeah, good evening, Tom. Fundraiser every year now for the ladies' football, you know, the Golf Classic. That's important, you know, that everybody pulls in behind it. And it's in Ballybuffet in Stranorler on the 19th of May.
Give us maybe any other detail you have on it.
Yeah, there's a timesheet in operation there, so anybody wants to enter a team, it's €100 per team. We have €2,000 in prizes, includes Callaway golf bags for first prize. There's also four T-shirts from Party Carrington, and they're all signed. There's four hats from Andrew Beef Johnson, and they're signed as well. And then there's golf balls and gloves and stuff from Park as well.
Yeah.
So that's good, great stuff there from the pros. Like.
Yeah, and as you said, it is the big fundraiser every year.
That's just the main fundraiser. And like, it's badly needed this year. Like, when you see what the senior ladies went through, the draw, they got like away to Kerry, away to Cork, away to Galway, and away to Dublin. Like, you know, there's serious travel expenses and that. And we've also put out six underage teams this year for the first time ever. We've had an under 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 and 18. So it all takes money, you know.
Yeah. And it's on the 19th of May in the Ballybuffet and Stranorler Golf Club. If I want to enter a team, how do I go about it?
Just phone the golf club on 9131093 and they'll take the booking. All the bookings are going through them rather than two or three different people take them, because then you just get mixed up. So they're going to take all the bookings at the club.
And there is a timesheet.
And there is a timesheet in operation there at the minute, yeah.
Yeah. So all in all, obviously looking for a full timesheet.
Oh, I'm looking for a full timesheet, and anybody that wants to sponsor a tea as well can just contact me or any of the committee there. If you're interested in helping out and sponsoring a tea, if you can make it to the golf, very much appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah. And how do we contact you?
You can get me on Facebook or on the mobile. I'll give you a mobile 086 860 2070, and that's there as well. It's on all the posters as well. So,
yeah. So all you're looking for now is big numbers on a fine day.
Big numbers on a fine day. Now, you don't want too good a day. Too good a day, the men will be put out to the garden rather than put out to play golf.
Look at Liam. Thanks a million.
No bother, Tom.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Liam Skelly must be the first golfer I heard that wasn't looking for a fine day. But anyway, just to give you those numbers again, it's the Ballybuffet and Schnurler Golf Club. It's on May the 19th. What day of the week is that? Is it a Friday, Hugh? Yeah?
Friday.
Yeah. And it's, if you want to book a tea time, it's 074-9131-093. I'll give you that number again. That's the Ballybuffet and Stranorder Golf Club, 074-9131-093. And you heard those prizes there, Callaway golf bag and some T-shirts, signed T-shirts from Pádraig Harrington, and a couple of other items. So certainly, and it's for the Donegal ladies, so we expect all Donegal support to come out and help them on the day. And as well as that, the text number for Liam Skelly, if you want to contact him in relation to advertising or tea boxes or whatever, is 086-860-2070. I'll give you that number again of Liam Skelly, 086-860-2070. But certainly, Hugh, back to the team. Talk to me. Obviously, we have to talk about Geraldine McLaughlin. Surely one of the finest forwards in the game. 4-4 last Sunday out of, what, 4-11 or something, 4-13 against Galway.
Yeah, Geraldine was outstanding on Sunday, but you expect that from Geraldine in every match. But
she's the team captain as well, of course.
Oh, she's the team captain and excellent captain, she is. But every time you mention Geraldine's name, you less more have to mention Yvonne McMonagall too, for she, Yvonne is absolutely unreal. She's an exceptional footballer, Yvonne. Mm-hmm. And herself and Geraldine, they're absolutely tearing the defence to shreds.
Yeah, and
but
of course...
But having said that, against Galway, there wouldn't have been, neither of those two would have been player of the match against Galway, believe it or not. But Ciara Higgerty at centre-back was an absolute rock against Galway.
Yeah, she's had a very good season.
They're having an excellent season, the Higgertys, but Ciara was absolutely outstanding at centre-back now on Sunday.
But again, it's a solid team also. And this year, I suppose, the sign of a real team, and we witnessed it, I think, in the very first game against Armagh. You know, you had players like Kate Keeney, Amber Barrett coming off the bench. You know, so the strength and depth.
Yeah, well, it's all about at least 20 players. Now, during the league, it was unlimited subs, but once you come to semi-final and final stage, it's only 5 subs. So you need at least 20 players, and we have 20. We have a number on the bench equally as good as what's on the pitch for the first time in our lives, which is exceptional.
Yeah, yeah. And, of course, as we said, Cork, your opponents, and, they are the benchmark, really, in ladies' football, aren't they?
Oh, there's no doubt about that.
I see Jimmy Stafford across the other side of the glass, a Cork man here, with his arms up.
They are All-Ireland champions, and they're going for the 5th league title in a row. They're hoping to make it 5 in a row. I was down to Santa Council meeting down in Tullamore last night, and I was talking to a few of the Cork players down there, and they did say to me it would be a close game in Dublin, but they had absolutely no doubt that they were going to come out on top. So I told them we could have a few surprises for them on the day.
Yeah, because, as you said, Donegal went to Cork and beat them well that day.
Yeah, we did beat, but at that stage of the league, it counts for nothing when you come to semi-final and final stage. But like I said, we were lucky to beat Galway by a point up in Galway. We hammered them in the league semi-final. Now, we hammered Cork down in Cork in the league match, but I'll tell you, it'll be no hammering match when we get up to Dublin to meet them.
Yeah, and do you feel this run has raised the profile of the ladies' game, because you're always seen as the, shall we say, the weaker sport in the county, or one of the weaker, certainly of the GA sports.
Oh, aye, but everybody seems to be talking ladies' football at the moment now, even Donegal, and all over the place, because everybody in all over the country seems to be sitting up and making note of Donegal now at the moment, versus there is down to the Moor last night, and the number of people coming forward from every county in Ireland, apart from Cork. In fact, the Cork people are watching as well, too, but every county in Ireland is going to be behind Donegal, apart from Cork, on Sunday week.
And to remind us again when that final is and where, you?
That's at 4 o'clock in Parnell Park on Sunday week.
And is it televised?
It does televise on TG Cahir, yeah.
Yeah.
And we're hoping clubs will organise bus further on the days. Lady football has been postponed in the county. There was an awful lot of games down for that particular day, but now they've got the final, those games have been postponed. So we're hoping a lot of the clubs will organise buses now and bring it up. The young ones are free of charge when they're under 16 years of age.
And it's in Parnell Park?
It's in Parnell Park, yeah.
Yeah. And I know what your heart is saying on this one. What's your head? You genuinely believe Donegal are good enough?
I have no doubt whatsoever Donegal are good enough.
Yeah.
At the moment, Donegal are by far the best team in the country.
Yeah.
I'm hoping it stays that way for the championship after we won Division 1 Sunday week.
Great talking, Hugh. Thanks a million. Look at, and the best of luck on Sunday week, and we'll be talking to you before that.
The GAA programme with Tom Comack is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Get behind Donegal in 2017 and gear up for the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie.
For to Rash, good evening, Clare. Coming Luke Laskin in the Shachtan Show with me, Tom Comack. And, well, just before the break there, we heard from Hugh Devaney, who is, of course, the chairman of the Donegal Ladies Board in Donegal, preparing another in training tonight for that Little Ladies National Football League Division 1 final, the first historic Division 1 final for Donegal. So, this Donegal team, certainly history makers, and quite a few of them have already won intermediate championships from 2010 at All Ireland level. So, we wish them well. And just to remind you again that Ladies Golf Classic, their big fundraising event of the year, is on May the 19th. That's a Friday, and it's in the Ballybuffet and Stranorner Golf Club. And we heard from Liam Skelly there, some very good prizes, and it's £100 per team, and tea times are available from the Ballybuffet and Stranorner Golf Club. Now, I'll give you the number. It's 074-91-31093. And also, if you wanted to book it from the north of Ireland or outside the dialing area, it's 0035374913103. And if you want to, book a tea box or an advertising hoarding on a tea box or whatever, certainly you can do so by contacting any member of the Donegal Ladies Board. And we've also got that number for Liam Skelly, who is the assistant treasurer of the Donegal Ladies Board and one of the main organisers of the Golf Classic. His number is 086-860-2070. I'll give you that again. 086-860-2070. I think that's the best way to read it out. And of course, if you want to dial from the north of Ireland, it's 0035386860207. We'd love to hear from you if you want, and any comments or whatever, you can contact us by text on 086 60 25000, and that's certainly anything of interest to you, or any comments you want to make, or any issues you want to raise on the programme. We'd be only too delighted to hear from you. And our congratulations to Tyrone on winning the Ulster Minor Football League. That a 1-9-0 victory over Derry in a closely fought minor league final in Mahara on Saturday. And also congratulations to Donegal on winning the Ulster Minor Shield. They had a big victory over Armagh in Garvahy on Saturday as well. Sean Paul Barrett's team showing signs of improvement after a slow start to the minor league. And I know Donegal were going for 4 in a row minor leagues this year, but just not good enough. And certainly Tyrone and Derry look the two best minor teams in Ulster at the moment. So just to remind you of that. And congratulations as well to Tyrone on winning the Jim McGuigan Cup. They defeated Donegal on that 15-7. So that's it. So just to remind you again, and Donegal, of course, in action in the Nicky Rackard Senior Hurling Championship on Saturday. They take on arch rivals Tyrone. And I've been speaking earlier this evening to their manager, Ardal McDermott.
Well, Ardal, the game's coming thick and fast. Back in action again against Tyrone on Saturday. But before we look ahead to that game, first of all, Donegal, big win last Saturday against Armagh, who would be fancied as a tier or two above Donegal.
It would be, Tom. Like, it was a great result for ourselves. You know, and I suppose a result we've been longing for now for a long time. And in fairness, the players were well built up for it. We knew we had a good opportunity against Armagh. Maybe it wasn't the strongest Armagh team, but listen, we played very, very well. So we didn't. We put a lot of work in for it. And thankfully, on Saturday, we got the performance we knew it was in us. And we got the result that we craved so badly.
Yeah, and you made a bold decision the week before to drop out of the Ulster Championship. That was one that you mustn't have taken all that lightly.
It wasn't, Tom, you know, and it wasn't really a decision that I decided, listen, we'll just pull out the Ulster Championship. And I suppose a bit of the press during the week before leading up to it was portrayed that way, that Donegal just took a decision to disrespect the Ulster Championship, but that wasn't the way it was, Tom. But a lot of players, like you yourself, would have had 9 games at the trot there, and with a lot of players injured, and we had 14, 16 players available to us last weekend, people coming back, and we just couldn't field, Tom, and we asked for a postponement, you know, so I think it was more a circumstance than a wish for not to play the game, but we'd like to play the game later, but it wasn't happening, so... No, that did help us. It did help us, but it helped us the fact that we didn't have to rush players, you know, that weren't able to play. Like that's the way it helped us. But look, that is just one unfortunate thing.
Yeah, you'd wonder why the rush is because obviously teams like you and like Armagh at this stage, your ambition is maybe to win a Nicky record or do well in the Nicky record rather than the Ulster Senior Championship.
It is, Tom, like, since the 14th or the 18th of February, like, we'd 1 weekend off, that's what the players have, and then they fixed the Ulster Championship between that and the Nicky record, and we'd have been playing for 12 consecutive weeks a game every weekend, you know, and really and truly, like, with a small panel like ourselves and even Armagh, like, you know, players are going to struggle in player welfare and everything, it's just tough for players to do it, you know, and I suppose we missed the opportunity to play that game against Down, which we'd really like to have played, but, look, it's just unfortunate, Tom, but sometimes life things are... come your way you don't want to deal with, you know, and you just have to deal with them, but it's unfortunate we didn't get playing, but look, we're focused now on the Nicky record and our job at hand, and that's what the tension's on now.
Armagh played their Shield final against, or their Ulster final against Antrim. Do you think that was a factor in maybe them being a little bit below par last week, or were they below par?
Well, I don't know, Tom, like, were Armagh below par, or were Donegal very good? No, fair enough, I'll give them a bit of, maybe they're below par, maybe had a factor, but look, I'm taking nothing away from the players last week. The players played very, very well, and they played great hurling. Maybe they played on a Donegal team a few years ago, maybe Armagh would have been under par, but look, I'm going to give respect to my own players, Tom, who've played very, very well and done very well for me all year, and it's a great occasion for them, and look, I'm going to give them the credit, and I think it was their performance that got the result, nothing else.
Yeah, and of course facing Tyrone on Saturday, they came through their semi final or their first round game as well in impressive fashion against the Monaghan.
They did, and even more so than that, Tom. You know, I know we got the upper hand of them in the league final there a few weeks back, but more impressive than that was they had a very good result against Derry, you know, a strong Derry side. They were only beaten by 5 points and also Shield final, you know, so Tyrone have gathered themselves together since the league final, and they're coming strong now. They're coming strong, and you know, they're going to be a tough task on Saturday up in Carrickmore, like we know that ourselves.
Yeah, and of course, no strangers. This is going to be the fourth meeting this year.
It's 2-1 to us, and hopefully it's not 2-2 after Saturday, but that's we're no strangers to Tyrone, like we've been battling together now for a long number of years, and this year again, so we're no strangers to them. We know each other inside out, and it'll be another tough battle, I'm sure, on Saturday.
And as you mentioned, the last meeting was the Division 3A final, and you won that, ran up a big score against them, and you know they're going to be hurting from that.
They will, Tom, like, you know, we put up a big score, and we played very well that day as well, and we played a good brand of hurling, you know, and maybe Tyrone, as you say, will be hurting, and they'll be trying to avenge that, Tom, you know, and they're a proud team and they're a strong team, and I know Matty Lennon there as well. Like, that'll be great ammunition for them to come out against us and really, really put it to us on Saturday. And they'll leave nothing behind their quest to beat us on Saturday. We know that, so it's going to be a good game, Tom.
And I know a lot of the spotlight for the scoring has been on Davin Flynn, the Tipperary man who joined you this year, and there's no getting away from him. He has been a scoring sensation. What, 2-8 against Tyrone the last day, but. In that game, Donegal had something like 10 scores, so other guys are chipping in as well.
They are, Tom. Like, you know, Davin's a fantastic outlet, and I've talked about it a long number of times, you know, how good he is, and there's no denying that, and it's great to have him there. And like, Hammond Declan come on the team this year, you know.
Declan Coulter
and Jared Gilmore, and players like that. Like, it has given us another outlet, like, but at the same time, what it has done, Tom, is other players have risen their game as well. You know, we have scores all over the field. You have Joe Boyle coming from half back, he's scoring on Sunday. You have Danny Cullen, you have Jared Gilmore, Bernard Lafferty. You know, we have scores all over the field now, you know, and that's something we're working on. And don't get me wrong, we know the two big outlets are inside, but if they're smaller out a bit in the game, we know we can revert back to other people. So We've strengthened depth this year, which is great to see, you know. We have a hungry, honest team, you know, which is also great. So
and of course the defence, normally they don't get any of the plaudits, but they have been quite miserly. They've given very little away as a unit. They've been working well together.
They have, Tom. Like we know ourselves, you know, all those good teams like Armagh, like Tyrone, you know, they all have their scoring forwards that keeps teams battling on, keeps teams in games, you know, but. Our defence, to be fair to them this year, you know, they've done a lot of work, and they're physically fit, and they're playing like a unit over there, which is very, very important, and you can see that in the games. And what they're also doing too is they're nullifying the scores, which is their job, but what they're doing is they're leaving a bedrock there for supplying ball and for supporting the forward team, you know, and they're maybe giving more this year to the forwards, you know, and more sort of link play. And our defence are doing very well, Tom, and they're working very, very hard, you know, they need credit for that.
Yeah. It's not a winner takes all on Saturday. You know, it's not the end of the world if you lose.
It's not, Tom, but look, one-on's a mentality too, and one-on's a habit, you know, and we want to keep one-on. We want to keep doing what we're doing. We want to keep playing good hard, and we want to keep momentum going, and we want to get the result on Sunday or Saturday and see how the draw then pans out later on. And we just concentrate whenever game comes in front of us, and that game is to roll on Saturday, and we're going for a victory. That's the way we are.
Yeah, because a win on Sunday and you're into a semi-final, lose and you're into a quarter-final, so you have an extra game. So maybe a break as well. You get a wee break if you win.
It would. It'd just be a nice way to finish things off. We just get the result, get into the semi-final. We'll see who our next opponents are, and maybe then give us a week or two and they build on it. Look, if things go wrong and we have to go to the quarter-final, so be it. But we're looking to go to Tyrone, and we're looking to get our semi-final spot, Championship Hurling. That's the way we're taking it.
I know it's early in the week yet, but how are you injury-wise?
Injury-wise, Tom, we're very good. There's no one really injured. Kevin Campbell's going back probably too early, but and of course, but they'll probably be out for a number of weeks, you know. So all from last Saturday's game, we're good. We're good, Tom. We're full ball of health, thank God.
Look, it's the best of luck to you, and obviously talk forward to talking to you next time out. Hopefully, it's for the semi-final.
Not a bother.